In 1966, Ennio Morricone released The Ecstasy of Gold, one of the most iconic movie themes ever, composed for the good, the bad, and the ugly. This track sets the stage for a pivotal moment where Tuco, one of the three men desperate to uncover a buried fortune of $200,000 in Confederate gold, races through a cemetery searching for the treasure-laden grave. Gold has driven many folks crazy around the world since ancient times. But have you ever asked yourself, why gold? Why not some other metal or mineral? Gold possesses specific qualities, since it has been the preferred medium for storing value across diverse cultures, even independently of each other. With gold hitting an all-time high this week, let's dive into what makes it so valuable and consider the future for this treasured metal. I am Ashish Uttarad, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy at IG Wealth Management. Join us each week as my colleagues and I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of March 4th. Listen on as we navigate the living market. Why has gold always been a premier choice for value storage worldwide? Its scarcity strikes the perfect balance, making it rare but not too rare, ensuring it's both valuable and accessible. Gold's chemical stability is another key attribute. It doesn't corrode, tarnish, or deteriorate, making it an ideal long-term store of value. Its practicality doesn't end there. Gold is easily melted and reshaped. You can easily cut it in half if you're trying to buy something that isn't worth a whole coin. Its distinct weight makes it difficult to counterfeit, ensuring its authenticity. It's the perfect currency, and it has been for millennia. Currently, it's more valuable than ever, reaching an all-time high this week. But does that make it a good investment choice? Considering gold as a cash-like asset is essential. It doesn't yield dividends or grow over time. Instead, it acts as an inflation hedge, mostly maintaining its value rather than increasing it. But what makes it intriguing as an asset class is that gold's value can remain stagnant for years, only to spike unexpectedly as it recently did. And it did so despite rising real interest rates, which are now at 15-year highs. High real rates are usually a condition that lowers gold's appeal. This anomaly can only be attributed to many things, but one of the most important may be that central banks have been accumulating gold. In 2022 and in 2023, central banks purchased more than 1,000 tons of gold, levels not seen since the 1950s, and a period where central banks were obligated to have gold reserves. Since 2010, central banks around the world have been stocking up on the precious metal, especially from emerging economies aiming to bolster their currency's international standing. Gold's role as a tangible asset of value becomes crucial here, offering a foundation of trust and stability in global currency markets. China's central bank alone bought 225 tons last year, and it is increasingly internationalizing its currency. While the outlook on gold remains optimistic, it's wise not to get swept up in the ecstasy of gold like our bounty hunters in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Over the last 30 years, an investment in gold went up 500% in value. The S&P 500, on the other hand, returned 1,000%. In another 20 years, you'll get 1,000% for gold and 5,000% for the S&P 500. The world has changed since the spaghetti western days. There is one central bank in the world who is not impressed by the shiny metal. In 2016, Canada sold a lot of its gold. In fact, it's the only G7 country with less than 100 tons of gold. Even that is a little too generous. In gold reserve ownership, we are not even in the top 100 central banks. Even Albania has more gold reserves than Canada. I am Ashish Uttarad, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.